SRN News. I'm Mary Rose. A massive winter storm continues to hit large parts of the country, dumping snow, sleet, and freezing rain. The frigid temperatures will continue through Monday, the National Weather Service says, and heavy snow is forecast from the Ohio Valley to the northeast, while ice threatens the lower Mississippi Valley to the southeast. National Weather Service said, well, Julie Walker says the deadly storm is moving across the U.S.
Snow, sleet, wind, and freezing temperatures stretching for 2,000 miles across the country from New Mexico to New York, says National Weather Service meteorologist Allison Santarelli.
We're looking at approximately 213 million people under some sort of winter hazard.
In New York, the city offering free shelter for the homeless, Mayor Mamdani says 5 people were found dead, possibly from the cold. Tennessee Highway Patrol urging road safety after several car crashes, including one fatal. Santarelli says freezing temperatures are creating dangerous, if not life-threatening, conditions. I'm Julie Walker.
It was January 22, 1973, when the Supreme Court issued a decision with legalized abortion in the U.S. The March for Life, which began the following year, gathered again for the 53rd annual time Friday in D.C. to defend the right for life. In remarks to the March for Life, Vice President Vance says his wife is expecting their fourth child.
I told you all that one of the things I most wanted in the United States of America was more families and more babies. So let the record show, you have a vice president who practices what he preaches.
Vice President Vance, this is SRN News. Most pastors are going it alone.
According to a new poll from the Barna Group, 52% of America's Protestant clergymen do not seek any help from outsiders in doing their job. Amongst those who do seek help, 22% say they have a personal mentor, and 17% have engaged a spiritual advisor. Others see a therapist or a life coach, a few see a marriage counselor. The Barna poll also finds that most pastors prioritize leadership and finances over personal development. Michael Harrington reporting.
America's Hispanic congregations are growing. According to a poll released by Lifeway Research, a lot of new Latino-majority churches are springing up around the country, and while they are small, they won't be for long. The average Hispanic congregation starts with about 30 members, but by year 8, that number has increased to nearly 100 members. This is SRN News. The financial markets will be watching closely this week as Federal Reserve policymakers meet to decide what to do about interest rates.
The general consensus is that the Fed will leave well enough alone, leaving rates right where they are after cutting them at each of its last 3 meetings. Given that inflation and the job market are relatively stable, policymakers are not expected to adjust rates again this time. The annual rate of inflation held at 2.7% in November and December, while the unemployment rate edged lower in December after rising to a 4-year high the month before. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Bad weather can derail even the best laid travel plans, but when that happens, U.S. airlines must provide refunds for canceled flights. If winter weather is expected, airlines might also allow you to postpone your trip without fees. If your flight is canceled, airlines usually can rebook for free. More details at srnnews.com.